Fergus, it may have been windy and cold, but that didn't stop a hobby group from flying through the skies. These aren't a group of veteran pilots, but a group of enthusiasts controlling model airplanes from the ground. The Fergus Model Flyers Club, FMFC, is made up of about 15 people from Guelph and Wellington County flying RC and other model airplanes mainly at a flying field off Jones Base Line they rent from a farmer. I think it's the next best thing to kind of being a real pilot, said Gordon Harris, FMFC member. There's really a sense of satisfaction in maneuvering this thing through the air, and it's also great fun, especially flying with other people. Harris's interest started as a child with small models and free flyers, but reignited his interest upon retirement and joined the FMFC about 5 years ago. Past president Andy Smith has been there from the club's beginning in 1987. For him, RC planes have crossed generations as his father got him into it and now his son is involved too. I like the people, I like the building, I like the researching, I like the flying, Smith said. There's such a variety of planes and sizes and how they're powered and the way they fly, and I like the challenge of that as well. During the warmer months, Harris said the Jones Base Line flying field is open essentially 24/7, but the group can still fly in the winter months. Recently, the group did its first fly of the year on New Year's Day. It's harder, your fingers get clumsier, Harris said, adding some people have special mitts for their remote controllers. The activity can be slightly intimidating for newcomers, Harris acknowledged, but he said the group is also focused on teaching people how to fly in a safe and legal way. Smith thinks the hobby can be approachable for a beginner. That's one advantage of the club as well, we provide instruction, so if you go try to learn on your own, your chances of success are much more limited, Smith said. You're going to learn proper etiquette, proper ways to fly, be a safer pilot, and I think the enjoyment will come much sooner than if you try to teach yourself. A lot has changed over the decades Smith has been flying planes. For example, he said the cost has come way down, it's mostly electric-based now and planes are a lot more resilient, all of which helps lower the bar for those looking to get into the hobby. There are some new rules around flying drones which RC planes have fallen under, meaning anyone flying one that weighs between 250 grams and 25 kilograms needs to get a license, which Smith said is fairly simple and done online. Those interested in getting involved can reach out to the club at fergusmodelflyers@gmail.com.